This is IGN.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Call of Duty Vanguard Multiplayer Review. I've spent the weekend after launch playing Call of Duty Vanguard Multiplayer, and I'm glad to say I'm having a lot of fun. Mind you, I have fun with this series most years, and I wouldn't necessarily call Vanguard a high point even among the past few games. The biggest issue is that it doesn't necessarily do anything new and feels all too familiar. More of a refined riff on what we've played in Black Ops Cold War and Modern Warfare than something with its own distinctive style of gameplay. I feel compelled to slap it with words like uninspired and unambitious. And it seems to have carried over a few small technical annoyances from last year. And yet, after spending most of my free time running around the mostly excellent new maps, upgrading my weapons to highly satisfying levels, and most importantly, shooting other people in the face, I have to say that in spite of its familiarity, Call of Duty Vanguard's multiplayer is dependably a good time. It would have been nice to have seen the tried-and-true formula get shaken up at least a little bit. If nothing else, that could have reinvigorated the first days and weeks of matches where everybody's discovering how to use the new stuff and blowing themselves up. But in Vanguard's multiplayer, it's strictly business as usual. Level up your profile to unlock weapons, level up your weapons to unlock attachments, and complete weapon challenges to unlock skins. I'm at level 8 Prestige 1 now, which is not an indicator of my skill so much as an indicator of how much I like to play it. That being said, some of the weapon challenges are infuriating, to say the least. Sure, getting 100 hipfire kills is a snap with an LMG or an assault rifle, especially in a close quarters map like Das Haus. That's what those guns are built for, but getting 100 hipfire kills with a sniper rifle sucks so much, I'm not even gonna bother. Well, okay, I'm probably gonna try because I'm a sucker for unlocking all the skins, but I won't like it. Which brings me to the irksome technical issues. When you unlock a new attachment or feature for your operator, it's marked with a little green dot to indicate it's new. And just like last year, the dots don't always clear when you've acknowledged them. It's a small thing that drives me absolutely crazy! Especially when I think I've unlocked something only to discover, no, actually, it's the same grip from 17 levels ago. There's a new menu option to clear all the indicators, which is brilliant, except it doesn't work. As someone who can't stand unread email notifications on my phone, this is a small but very annoying quirk that hits me almost every time. Anyway, the crown jewel of Vanguard's multiplayer is its maps. In fact, this might just be the best collection of launch maps of any Call of Duty game in recent memory. You know that feeling when you're loading into a map and you're like, oh no, not this map. Dear Lord, please, anything but this map. I haven't had that even once. Some are obviously better than others, but Demyansk and Numa Numa are far and away my favorite. The range of sizes and layouts with each map means I have to rethink my playstyle every time we rotate to a new one, and I really like being kept on my toes like that. Also, the occasional hiding spots sprinkled through the maps are a great touch. Those bent-over palm trees in Numa Numa sure are fun places to rack up long-range kills. What's annoying, though, is that there's not enough visual distinction between teams. The Vanguard Waltz, a name I made up just now, is when you and a member of the other team run into one another in close quarters and do a little dance until one of you notices the other's name and indicator are red. I think I'm getting a bit better at spotting bad guys, but it's still a pain, and there's pretty much nothing that can be done about it at this point. Finally, there's the new Champion Hill mode. It made a great first impression during both the Alpha and Activision's virtual review event, and now being able to play with a friend watching my back as our two- or three-man squad dukes it out has improved it because communication is key to racking up points in its enclosed arenas. At the same time, the novelty has already started to wear off 1 weekend in. It's still great, don't get me wrong, and I still highly recommend banking your winnings to unlock the flame a knot, because man, oh man, does that feel good. But its novel approach to team-based elimination tournaments has fallen to the wayside the more I play on these standard multiplayer maps. The verdict. In my week with Call of Duty Vanguard's multiplayer, I've reliably had a good time, especially now that I can play with my traditional friend group. The small, team-based Champion Hill is the best mode for a tight pair or trio of buddies. But you can't go too far wrong because all the maps are fast, fun, and most of all, varied in layout and how you have to approach them. The gunplay and movement is top-notch and feels better than last year. But here's the thing, you can say almost all of that about the last few Call of Duty games. And if you already played those to the point where you got tired of it and naturally moved on to other things, I can see it being hard to get really excited about jumping back in for more of the same. That being said, I can't deny that the Call of Duty multiplayer formula is so finely honed, even when it doesn't feel new, it still feels fun.
Spoken Layer.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.